You're listening to Get Abstract, the world's biggest collection of summaries.
This is a summary of The Devil in Nerd's Clothes, an article by David Jeans and Sarah Emerson. Once lauded as a master in the sphere of cryptocurrencies, Sam Bankman-Fried, CEO of crypto exchange FTX, now finds himself under arrest and indicted on criminal fraud charges. But just months earlier, Bankman-Fried was flying high, with investors championing his crypto acumen and his philanthropic ambitions. In this engrossing narrative of the rise and fall of FTX, journalists David Jeans and Sarah Emerson explore the labyrinth of greed, lies, and fraud that Bankman-Fried built. Okay, here's takeaway number one. Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF, engineered stunning results in cryptocurrency trading, only to see his empire collapse amid reckless and allegedly criminal behavior. In late 2022, FTX, a cryptocurrency exchange, imploded and declared bankruptcy. Roughly a year earlier, the exchange had a valuation of $32 billion, and investors in the company had hailed its CEO and founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF, as a digital asset genius. SBF also advocated for effective altruism, a movement that sought to use business to address social inequities. However, the demise of the exchange reveals that dubious claims, fraudulent activities, and a Ponzi business misled and ultimately harmed investors, including prominent firms like Sequoia Capital, which had to completely write off its $213 million investment in FTX. Now let's hear the second takeaway. SBF created a public persona based on returns, philanthropy, and politics. The meteoric ascent and spectacular crash of SBF and FTX played out over just 5 years. In 2017, SBF began arbitraging Bitcoin at his firm, Alameda Research. From the beginning, SBF took aggressive risks in the firm's trading. In 2019, he further gambled by raising money to launch FTX. With this move, SBF controlled both sides of the table, trading through Alameda and managing an exchange for customer trades, a potential conflict of interest. This arrangement immediately proved problematic, as SBF kept a tight lid on financial and company activities. Despite the lack of transparency, his two entities flourished. SBF spent with abandon, including on stadium naming rights and partnerships with the Miami Heat and Golden State Warriors sports teams. SBF also made bipartisan political donations of nearly $69 million, raising his image in Washington, D.C. By April 2022, SBF's estimated wealth exceeded $20 billion. Time for the third and final takeaway. With FTX and Alameda, SBF directed both proprietary and customer trading, which created conflicts of interest. However, in June, the collapse of crypto firm Three Arrows Capital sent prices plunging, and Alameda and FTX began showing cracks in their foundations. Amid the crypto contagion, Alameda's trades grew even more brash. SBF papered over losses at Alameda with client assets held in FTX, moving some $4 billion in tokens from FTX to Alameda. Ultimately, SBF could not forestall the end of both firms. Just a few days after news of problems first emerged, each company began bankruptcy proceedings, along with some 130 other affiliates. Court filings from just two of those entities reveal liabilities estimated to be between $10 billion and $50 billion. That was a summary of The Devil in Nerd's Clothes, an article by David Jeans and Sarah Emerson. Here's the three takeaways again. Takeaway one, Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF, engineered stunning results in cryptocurrency trading, only to see his empire collapse amid reckless and allegedly criminal behavior. Takeaway two, SBF created a public persona based on returns, philanthropy, and politics. And finally, takeaway three, with FTX and Alameda, SBF directed both proprietary and customer trading, which created conflicts of interest.
You've been listening to a summary by Get Abstract. For more summaries on this and related topics, visit our app and website.